Today's Money Chat is Social Security and Medicare. Experts agree this year Social Security and Medicare trustees' reports were bad news. Signed into law in 1953, the U.S. Social Security program was designed at one time to be a key provider of income for Americans who reached retirement age. However, with an aging population, increasing lifespans, and the failure of many private pension systems, Social Security is growing part of the federal budget, accounting for a significant slice of the federal spending. Even with the tremendous outlay in the fund, Social Security is not enough to fully fund retirement. The average Social Security retirement benefit is just over $1,231 a month. You calculate those numbers out, it's not enough to cover a typical monthly expenses for many American households. Now, Medicare, a national health insurance program now administered by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services of U.S. federal government, but began in 1966 under the Social Security Administration. United States Medicare is funded by the combination and payroll tax premiums and surtax from beneficiaries and general revenue. It provides health insurance for Americans age 65 or older who have worked and paid into the system through the payroll tax. It also provides health insurance to younger people, some with disability status as determined by the Social Security Administration. A pair of recent reports advanced projections from the depletion date of Medicare by 3 years while forecasting that Social Security has funds to stay solvent for 8 years beyond that. But the timeline doesn't tell the whole story. While the threat to Medicare may be more intimate, analysts say that the crisis facing Social Security is likely more severe. The annual report released last week says that the Hospital Insurance Trust Fund, which provides the financing behind Medicare payments, will fall into the red in 2026, 3 years earlier than similar reports last projected. The Social Security Trust Fund, meanwhile, won't run out until 2034 under current law. But the Medicare shortfall would not result in a total implosion of payments, according to Centers of Medicare. While the Medicare Trust Fund is projected to be insolvent, it will still have money to pay an estimated 91% of cost. Social Security shortfall, when it becomes insolvent, will be much larger. Around a quarter of payments would not be covered by payroll taxes that make up the bulk of the program's income. Now, both Social Security Trust Fund and Medicare's Hospital Trust Fund are financed primarily through payroll taxes, and because of the volatility of the structural factors, age, and the funds, and different sizes of annual revenue and benefit tax payrolls, Social Security has a much larger buildup of money in its trust fund than Medicare does, which only has about the value of 8 months of payments in reserve. But Medicare shortfall is also relatively small compared to what Social Security would be if no action is taken. Now, a Medicare trust fund hasn't gone bankrupt in the last half a century and can't imagine that it will go bankrupt in the next half a century. But Social Security will be far much more challenging, especially as time goes on. Now, in the past, particularly at the point of the 1980s, when Social Security trust funds nearly went bankrupt, Congress had acted to shore up the program, making cuts in the benefit, raising taxes. This time it may not be quite that easy. Certisum's immediate action address, like in cutting benefits of raising the eligibility age, the financial structure behind Social Security may have to be completely revamped, which presents its own problems. It's so late in the game with respect to the court correction that the shortfalls of Social Security Trust Fund are such magnitude that window of opportunity may have passed. Now, Social Security program's cost exceeds the income in the year for the first time in 1982, forcing the program to dip into nearly $3 trillion trust funds of covered benefits. Now, this is 3 years sooner than expected a year ago, partly due to the lower economic growth projections, according to the latest annual report in the trustee Social Security and Medicare released. The Social Security program costs are expected to exceed its income this year, making it the first time that it's happened since 1982, and forcing the U.S. government to dip into the retirement system trust to pay benefits and participants. Now, the program's trustees said that the shortfall trend could worsen in the decades to come. So because Social Security is the main source of income for older Americans, that scenario could crimp households' budgets for seniors and even push them into poverty. About 23% of older married couples rely on Social Security as their main source of income, according to the program. Now, President Donald Trump says that he will not cut Social Security or Medicare, but hasn't offered any rescue plan for the long term. Democrats want the expand to safety that the net spending more on health care and education. So I hope that your takeaway with my little bit of money chat went a little bit longer today, but this is an issue that we have to be looking and seeing what's going to happen moving forward. So the takeaway is really to save your money and think about your retirement and not rely on what's going to come through for you in Social Security. That's my money chat for today. Coming up next in the Money Hour, does your full service real estate professional still have a role on the current market? Dan Faulkner with Dan Faulkner Group right here on 1150 AM KKNW after this short break.